boys, but the lady would say I could tell you.
Well, we'll come back over.
No, no, no. You might put it on tape.
Yeah, people say, oh, yeah, we knew that guy was coming.
Stanley got some good, better than mine.
We can't let him know at all.
I wish to God we had tape recorders, type of old timers around
here.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, that'd been really good, huh? Boy, the old timers around that old Yukon stove.
Ground was pretty rich.
By God, then we go out this year, we want to find it. And by God, yeah, they're walking around Kane, you know. Yeah, we've got to go out this summer and we want to find it. They're walking around Kane. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And, it was their mind that was going, not them.
Yeah, like old Frank Devitt, McDevitt.
Oh, yeah.
Rampart. He used to walk from Rampart down the Alaska Peninsula prospect. Like you can imagine. A good 1,000 miles.
Wow, that's incredible.
That guy, he never stopped walking, huh?
Yeah, always going to find that stuff.
You find it one of these days.
Like Frank Ranowski in his tunnel looking for that meteorite. Yeah, no meteorite there, but that kept him going.
But he's over...
How many 100 feet that tunnel is now?
It's over 100, no.
Oh, it must be way back in that hill. But meteorites don't bury themselves in hills unless they're tremendous size, and that doesn't happen once in a billion years.
What's he looking for a meteorite for?
Well,
I just want to see what it looked like. Well,
during the 50s, the government wanted metallic meteorites. They're getting ready for the space age, and they wanted hard metals. You know. Most meteorites are stone. They are metallic. And I suppose that's where he got the idea.
But he thought that there's... What made him think there was one there?
Well, knowing Frank, he didn't think.
He just saw it.
He just... Oh,
you go back to Fairbanks tomorrow?
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Huh? We got delayed one day because we want to see school.
My wife has been school Tuesday. She was going to go up tomorrow, but it's full load.
Yeah, that was us.
Yeah.
Hey.
So you're not going then?
Yeah, but.
She called up and she said, oh, we got guys to pick up the Mandy and we got a full load.
So you see, the thing is, we wanted to see her in the school, though. And so if we wait to see her in the school, it'll mean that there's room on the plane and she'll go. But if she doesn't go, then on Tuesday it'll be full again.
So God. She said, oh, that's all right. She said, I'll go.
What is she Tuesday. Teaching in school?
Sewing.
Oh.
So she said, oh, never mind. She said, I think we'll make it. Tuesday. She wants to go up and come right back. To pick up some stuff on the stove.
Oh.
The stove went out on this last night.
Oh boy. See? We might be bring up here.
Now you guys is already fouled up now.
Uh-oh.
They stop in, boy, you guys are falling out now.
Well, that's bound to happen no matter what we do. Anyway, back to Manly. Let's see. What do you think Manly's going to be like in about, say, 5 years?
Well, I don't know. I have to say, a lot of changes in the last 5 years. So there should be some more.
Do you think there's going to be good changes?
Oh, I imagine it'll be bigger. I imagine. Grow a little.
What do you think people would do to come in?
Yeah, they make a lot of money. They come in here and make a summer home and stuff like that.
Yeah.
There ain't much to bring them, else mining gets better.
Live in hope or die in despair.
Most of the guys retire, they come down here where it's nice and peaceful, huh?
It used to be peaceful. That's one of the things that's happened in the last 5 years. Our peace is gone.
Oh, yeah?
about snow goes, 1,000 dogs, and especially snow goes.
You only got 1,000 dogs?
Yeah. That sounds like it.
So how about in the summertime, can boats go back and forth in the sloop?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, do they go back and forth. And motorcycles, cycles.
Steamboats used to come up here one time. You wouldn't believe it, huh?
It seemed too shallow for steamboats.
Well, when the river was on this side, they used to come in here.
Springtime is a high water.
You see steam in Indiana, huh?
Yeah.
That used to come right here on Lodra. Steamer Alice, Nenana. George Black used to.
Well,
it's. It's changed. Yeah.
Well, sure.
George Black used to come up here all the time.
They do it on the first trip, too. I was on it when it came up that year. Only the first trip, higher water.
Well, do you think that the change is all going to be people moving in, or some people are going to be moving out because of the change?
Well, yeah, it works both ways, I guess.
You gotta have a payroll. To move in, have a payroll, and people can't live on nothing, unless you.
The only thing around here that's anything keep people will be the mining, There ain't too much of that. There's a little of it. Yeah.
I don't know. I guess these kids are living on pipeline money. That's all I can figure out.
Well, yeah, you got to, most of the, got to go out and work someplace else. There ain't jobs here for everybody. You got to go and make a, bring in some money somewhere else, and they come and live here,
But how long does the...
What makes the people want to come back and live here then?
Well, better than a city, a big town. It's cheaper to live here, They got their own houses and their own
moves.
Have to pay rent, stuff like that.
Taxes.
What do you figure it probably costs somebody to live a year?
Well, it all depends. Sometimes your living can be pretty high. If you like, if you're good on light refreshments, it comes pretty high.
You need to get thirsty about it.
Yeah. That's the biggest.
But I was asking you.
Yeah, sugar's going up, they said.
In a 100-pound bag?
No, I heard this morning on the radio, from 1 to 3 cents higher a pound.
Wow.
Well, that's high enough the way it is.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's your
cooking. I'm cooking coffee now. Coffee is too high.
Oh, yeah, coffee.
You can't drink coffee, and now you can't put no sugar in your coffee.
You see that,
they say it's cheaper to drink beer.
You see that picture on the front of the paper of this last week? These two guys, oil well gushing in behind them, and they're just old times, they're running, they're throwing their hats in the air, and they're yelling, "Wow, coffee!"
Well, it's down in Seattle, 35 cents a cup.
Wow.
There was some place that was selling for $1 a cup. That's about time for me to quit.
Yeah.
Do you think anybody will start any new businesses in Maine?
Well, I don't know. That's pretty hard. There ain't enough people around. There's a lot of tourists in the summer,
The Dars talk about putting up a little 10-room hotel up here on the hill. Because they got built-in heat, which we all hope for.
You'll have to get bigger.
We're not very happy with this one over here.
Oh, you hope that they build that?
Yeah.
The town will have to get bigger before anything.
Yeah, you've got to have money. There's no money.
There ain't no big money around here. See, in the summer, it's not too bad. If wintertime gets kind of tight,
Back 70 years ago, when they built the big hotel, the gambling casino and the swimming pool and all that, where you saw the cows in front of, they were going to bring people from Fairbanks on the steamboats. Mr. Manley. Well, that was a long trip, on a steamboat, right to Fairbanks. They had no bridge, they hadn't been built yet. And people just didn't in the summertime, people were all working, so it didn't work out. It burned up for $19. But he had a good idea. It was a little early.
Well, they're talking about maybe paving this Elliott Highway, too.
It's Elliott Highway?
Yeah.
Paving that?
Well, they've already started, you know.
I could see him probably going to the Yukon on that pipeline road, but can't see you paving it into here. There ain't much traffic in here.
Well, I don't blame him. Wanting to come over that dusty, rough. Hey, that's why I'm going to pave it and improve the traffic.
What do you think would happen if they did?
Well, I don't imagine it'd be the same.
I thought all bonds. It won't happen. If I have road bonds, we got enough.
Well,
road.
They're going to build roads all over the country, you know, as
Let
far as that goes.
The
there's no,
have,
that's the only way.
No more. Make them good. I don't believe in putting roads all over in no good roads. Put in some good roads and get them good, and then put in some more roads if you choose. Not the gravel roads. Asphyxiated by the dust. Have you been over this road? No, you haven't. In the summertime? Well, how do you like the dust? I'd rather go for the same price. You can fly to Fairbanks. It costs you about $20 a gas round trip. Fly to Fairbanks, one might $20. Well, whose vehicle is that? That looks like your neighbor.
No, that's,
who is that? You usually see a car in the wintertime.
What you call it down the road, Al Hagan.
Oh, does he have a car like
yeah.
that? Oh.
Any questions for
him? Any questions you want to ask?
I'm not concerned.
You like sourdough bread?
Now, Manny is his mining place, right?
Well, yeah, that's a right. big.
It's also Manny's also got a native corporation.
Yeah.
Now, how is it, we were talking a little bit before about people who used to live down Constantine, people that, sort of lived in the interior, right? Maybe they didn't have a particular spot that they might sort of migrate around a little bit, nomadic almost. Well, I've always been curious about what the effect is of Manly on the people, the native people that were here. Now, being it has a corporation too, that's more effective. I was just wondering what you think that might be.
Well, I don't know. It's what effect it'd be. It's
you think it can be pretty helpful to people?
What?
You think it can be pretty helpful to people?
Well, I don't know. I can't answer that myself.
I can't even answer a question.
Yeah, it's pretty hard.
I don't know what it was necessary for.
Nobody's going to do anything to one way or the other. I don't imagine if anything can do any good. It'll be as good for the natives as anybody else, I suppose, the way it looks to me. You can't just for one,
In 1906, they had a law that natives could get homesteads. Back in 1906, natives. Well, they didn't take out homesteads. I don't know why. Had all the rights of citizens.
Well, there's both sides. A lot of people didn't take them.
A lot of the natives said they didn't have the right to take homesteads. Well, that's not true. They had them in 1960. That's the law.
Yeah, There's a lot of real confusing things.
Yeah. It sure was, because they neglected us up there. We had no vote. Oh, yes, they were. Remember, the Revolutionary War was fought on taxation without representation.
Right.
So here we've been practicing in Alaska since 1857 up until 1959.
Well, there's a lot of people still think Alaska's a colony.
Well, sure, we make our own stamps and money.
Well, that's what I do too. We're gonna just CC.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot, Jim.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just there's a lot of changes around me too.
Well, the country's changing. It's the whole world is changing, you might as well say that. Look at land and all that stuff, you know, where it used to be worth nothing, now it's worth lots of money, you know. You could buy this whole town here at one time for $100, couldn't you? Now you can't.
You can't touch it.
Why, you some old shack here that's ready to fall on your head, they want $15,000-$20,000
for it. That's pretty strange. Well, I know when furs used to be real low, too. You couldn't give away links, you know? Guys wouldn't even buy a fox, wouldn't even buy a skin. You get them out of your trap, they just use up your bait, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, just go ahead and use it for primers.
Right.
No, you guys don't get no mischief tonight. I hear you got in mischief last night.
Oh, who told you that?
My daughter.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he played the guitar too hard.
She said the boys had to hold you up going home.
Well, I'm okay today.
Did you hold your head this morning?
No matter what happened then, I'm okay today. I don't really remember.
I don't know about you sometimes. Let me see you kids.
Okay.
Anyway, I am real curious about really the effect of any of the towns on anything else. Like, you know, like Rampart, I did Rock, Platt, Roosevelt, you know, Platt, you know, all the places, some of them abandoned, you know.
Well, look at Livengood there. That was a big town, you know. There's nothing there now. When I first was around there, I was there first year, 1933. There was about 500 people, I imagine, around there. All kinds of mines going, and it was deep mining, drift mining, you know. It worked winter and summer.
Yeah.
Woodcutters and everything else.
Right, and you take up Circle too. Used to be 10,000 people live up there.
There was a lot of people around here, I guess, at one time too, when the mines was good out here, you know, boom days. Of course, these plaster mines don't last too long, you know, it plays out the big and then they go to pot, you know, and then they start. Well, there's a lot of mining around here, yet low grade ground, you know. They're making it tough on a miner that he can't do nothing. You know, they're trying to bring in all these laws and everything. And
going after the small-time miner or the big-time miner?
Well, they're after the small guy, looks like. It's all small guys, you know, one guy or two, three guys, or you just got a couple of guys, you know, mining. And
you know what are some of the specific laws that are affecting the small miners?
Well, they don't want you to tear up the country or nothing like that, you know. You gotta, when you're mining, you know what that is, you gotta. And everything you use nowadays, it ain't only gold, but everything you use nowadays comes out of the ground. Look at silver or copper or iron or anything, ore, practically everything comes out of the ground. And how you get it, and these laws they make, that's discouraging the prospectors. You know what I mean? Why go out and you can't hardly go cross country nowadays. And they won't let you, the BLM and that. You know, you got to get permits to go any place you want to go or if you want to prospect. And it's just a lot of red tape. And they send you forms. Average guy can't even fill them out. You got to be a lawyer to.
That's right. That's
and the tying everybody up, that ain't no good. How is the country going to develop if you get on anything like that? Look at a lot of these guys right today. I've been myself, you know, I prospected ever since I've been in a country, and I also prospected when I was before I come here in Washington, you know. And a lot of guys, now I got two places now. I got ground stake to be holding in prospecting and stuff like that. Well, there's all kinds of guys in the same fix. We got a little equipment in that, and it costs money to buy that stuff. You get a outfit together and here they want to shut you down or they make it so tight on you that you can't do nothing. Well, nobody's paying me for all the hours I put in my prospecting and equipment and everything. You know, you lose it if you can't.
What's going to happen if the little guy can't run his operation?
Well, you just have to give up. They're going to get so tough on them.
That mean that could be bigger companies?
Well, the big companies, they're making it tough on them too, but then the big companies got a better chance than a small guy. They always have, you know, anything like that. I can't go, average guy that's in this country, you can't go if they make some law, you can't go and fight them. You can't hire no lawyers or anything like that. If you say no, it's wrong and you want to. There's all, you know yourself, there's all kinds of guys here having meetings and they're trying to, Ernie Wolf's one of them, you know, he's big bucking it, you know, pretty much everything. And so much of that stuff is senseless, you know. They tell you now, you can't, the only thing you can go out on ground you stake is a gold pan and a pick and a shovel. Well, you can't, that's a thing of the past, you know. Nowadays, all this ground that's left, it's all low-grade ground, and you got to have equipment to move dirt. It's a dirt-moving proposition if you're going to make any money, you know, to make it go.
Well, you think that a miner ought to be responsible for the environment, though?
Well, yeah, let them go like they was. Let the guys go any place they want to and prospect and do it in they ain't tearing up the country. Where they're mining, you know, as far as that goes, when people mine a creek, it's easy enough to take and level a lot of that stuff back off, you know. And you're now there hollering about you got to have dams and everything on the fish and everything. Well, there's, you're killing off the fish. There's an example, the Tanaw River, the fish in there all the time and run salmon and pike and whitefish. And it's just nothing but mud, you know that.
Yeah,
I don't see, and I know when they years ago they mined out here and we'd fish and still fish Baker Creek, you know, and all them creeks, dumping a lot of silt in there. Sure, there's silt that have gone in there. I imagine they got their point there. Some places like salmon streams, all right, it'll hurt where we're right around the salmon, you know, where the salmon are spawning, but. A lot of that, you know, they're just making it tough on the guys, you know, for no reason at all. Just somebody sitting there and got nothing else to do and thinking up them ideas. That's all it amounts to. You just see, get hold of some of them forms, you know, they sell, send you out to mine. And you can't even start and fill them out. Got so many, 10,000 crazy, foolish questions, you know, that a man in his right mind, I don't know how he can even think them up. He's got to sit there and really concentrate on them. Mine seem bad to us guys because we're out, you know, want to do away with that, you know. They're no good. That's going to knock a lot of the country opening it up, too. I can see, you know, there's a point to polluting a lot of water and stuff like that, all right, you know, to a certain extent. Like, they have been doing, you know, which has been done in lots of places where they dumped a bunch of stuff in the rivers, you know, paper mills and killed off all the fish and stuff. But there's nothing like that up here, you know. Not anyway for the small placer mining.
Yeah.
Miner.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess it just, they get scared.
Yeah, well, I can see there a lot of it, which they have, you know.
Well, it's worthwhile because it's such a beautiful place. You got any questions you want to ask?
Oh, I have some questions because I'm a curriculum developer and I develop materials for Indian Education Aid in the Fairbanks Native Schools, Fairbanks Native Borough Schools, and I also, Fairbanks Borough Schools, and I also. And kind of oriented towards education. And you can tell me something about the school in here. You're going to be getting a new teacher pretty soon. And maybe you can tell me what kind of a teacher. There'll be some new teacher coming in. Mm-hmm. And so, because the present teacher, Mrs. Dart, is going to be retiring. And possibly you have some idea of what kind of a person you'd like to have to come into the community. Do you have any idea?
Yeah, well, we've had Mrs. Dart, you know, she's been a good teacher, you know, she's been well liked. And then we had a few undesirables, like you do get them any place else, you know. But like we had one guy here, like this Jack Murphy, you know him? I think he's around Sweet Mute now. He was a teacher here a couple of years. He was well liked. He was a man teacher, well liked. All the kids liked him and everything, you know. He was a good teacher too. He gave them their money's worth, you know. He was serious about his work. But, we had one Keller gal here a while back. That didn't go over very strong in anybody. She just didn't want to teach, you know. Anybody taking a job, you're paid. You're supposed to put your effort in it. Regardless what it is, if you're a teacher or what, you're gonna.
Yeah, they're likely to choose a teacher either from the outside or a teacher from the last.
Well, you know, a lot of teachers from the outside, they got good common sense, you know, they can soon catch on, but probably be better, you know, somebody that's been in the country, you know, for a while and knows what the conditions are.
They're teaching some. Having activities where they teach crafts and so forth in the school, and they're going to Hawaii and doing things that are a little maybe different than they were done in the past. And I was wondering, how do you feel about that?
Well, that part's all right, you know. See, I got no kids myself. Well, this daughter, and she goes to college, and when she's working on a pipeline, and.
Black teacher wasn't that good.
Well, I got nothing against the color or nothing, but she just didn't want to do nothing.
Wasn't interested in.
And it wasn't only me, everybody else around here, she wasn't, done no effort at all, you know. But then you get them, you get the same, it don't matter who, or, you know, white or too, a lot of them.
Oh, yeah.
You get that. That ain't no.
You had state operated schools for a long time, and now we have this independent borough. And there's some concern about people are asking about they are planning to change the textbooks, to standardize textbooks in the organized borough. And I was wondering if you ever heard anything about that.
No, I didn't.
Have any idea what the school will be like 20 years from now?
I got no idea, you know, it's pretty hard to. There's no reason why it can't, you know, get good teachers, you know. There's all kinds of people that's serious about their job. If you get somebody in there that's no good, don't stand up, just run them out. That's the only thing you can do, but you know yourself, the way things are getting so now, on a jobs and all these unions and that, you can't hardly run a guy off. You know, if he's no good, if he belongs to the union or something, they. When I was growing up and working in the woods and everything, if you didn't produce, you went down the road. They didn't, you had to hold up your end.
Well, they had a union among miners, didn't they?
Well, they had, the hard rock miners, but see, there these plaster miners here, years ago, I guess they were kind of, and there was a lot of miners around Fairbanks, and they were organized, you know, and, they had pretty years ago. They had pretty tough conditions, you know. They didn't live pretty tough. Made it on. It's different now, you know. Any mine you go to work now, you know, everything's pretty good, you know. Food and...
I was wondering if the new teacher did come in, and let's say he had some problems with this whole situation. Who would he go to see?
What part do you mean?
I said he had some things that he wanted to do, you know. That,
hold some kind of a meeting and get them all together, because you can't go to one or two. You know how, especially these small towns, everybody's got their own ideas. You got to get the majority.
A lot of the villages, they have some kind of a communication. You know, they have walkie-talkies or something, and they can call a meeting, an immediate meeting. But what happens in here? Do they just send out somebody to the house?
Well, we around here, they got, we got, they got radio phones, you know, if you want to get, I'd talk out of here, you know, you understand that, you know. And
yeah.
They're going to have in this dial system now, they're supposed to set that up. You know, you can talk any place in the country, anywhere you want. Working on it, it should be in here pretty quick. Oh, they got a lot of these CBs, the people around here, the mines, you know. Range too.
How do you feel about a single person coming into the village as a teacher?
For a teacher? Well, that's all right, you know. They've been a lot, been different single, teaching here, and then they've been married, some married, you know. Well, I like talking about them teachers, you know. I there's only one way I look at it. I might be, if they can't produce, just get one that can. Well, what do you look? What it's costing the state to educate a kid here? It's costing them a lot of money. If you can, why pay a teacher a big salary and not learn the kid anything? And it's a hardship on him too. He ain't learning nothing. It's
students going out for high school meeting.
Well, that's a good idea, you know. Sure, you know. In fact, they probably give them a little better chance. You know what I mean? They get around more people and if they get in a good home with people to board and stuff like that, or go to some school.
Oh boy, that was pretty good.
Well,
that was great. Yeah, I like the way you cut that too. You know, it's got a nice little curve.
Yeah, that's a special cut.
Good that you keep that one there for action chair.
The old saw isn't very sharp or running.
That's from one side, huh?
Yeah.
One side of the teeth.